Now, what kind of roads are there? Well, I mean, materials that they're made out of. Can you name a few?
Sand.
Roads?
You want concrete roads?
Okay.
And, of course, you mean those that are made, don't you?
Yeah.
Cement,
Is there a difference between the concrete and cement road, I mean, in terms of what...
Well, I don't know. I don't believe there is, anyhow.
Cement is what's in concrete.
Yeah. So around
concrete
here,
is the finished product.
We just refer to it as a cement road or a concrete road.
Concrete
road.
Oh, then what is the other? That black stuff,
bituminous?
Oh, well, now I wouldn't use that. A tar. There's a tar road. We've used tar around Elgin, yes. Yeah, so,
call it blacktop.
You'd call it a blacktop. That's the...
They used to call it a tar road or a tarvee. Do you ever hear tarvee?
Yes, tarvee. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And now it's called a blacktop, the new name, or the later name, I guess.
I had my driveway blacktop.
Did you?
I don't know whether I made a mistake or not. I think I did. Do you have any word for a road which is not a main road? It's sort of a what?
Well, I would say a side road.
Do you remember hearing of a byway?
I remember, but it wouldn't be in my way of expressing it.
Now,
I might say a crossroad.
Crossroad.
Yes.
Township road. Would you call it township road?
Township road. Well, yes, you would if you were. Yes, that
small
would be a
gravel road.
Mm-hmm. Small gravel road. Of course, this boy is a highwayman. He works on the highway, so his roads are his part of his life.
An amazing difference in terminology over the years in these things. It's interesting.
It is. Yes, it certainly is.
Now, if a dog that you didn't like came into your yard and you happened to have a rock in your hand, you might say, "Yesterday I
threw a stone."
Okay. And you knock on the door and no one shows up. And you say, "Well, I guess no one is
at home."
Now, some people don't like, they like to eat their cereal dry. You could say that they like cereal in reference to what? Milk. They like cereal.
Without milk?
Okay.
I wouldn't, but then...
I wouldn't either. But what I was interested in, I got here anyway. What happens to with when it's in a sequence, like without?
Yes, without.
Now, if a train was coming right at you, you might say the train was coming...
A terrific speed.
Or, and you're... Toward
me.
You're right in front. Again?
Toward me.
Okay. If you saw somebody on the street that you weren't looking for especially, you might say, "Well, I ran, would you say,
an old friend."
You did what? You did?
I met or ran onto an old friend.
Would you say ran onto?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't mean to suggest that.
That's all right.
I couldn't help myself.
Well, that would be what I'd
just
say.
Slipped out. Mm-hmm. Would you say ran into?
Ran into an old friend, yes. Mm-hmm.
Onto in preference to into?
Into. Mm-hmm.
Into in preference
into.
To onto.
Mm-hmm.
I see. How about ran across?
Yes, I ran across a good book today, I might say.
But not necessarily a friend. You might think you drove over him with an omelet.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Now, if a boy has the same name as his father, you might say that you named the child...
After the father.
What kind of dogs do you know? Types of dogs?
Cockers, beagles, chihuahuas, Newfoundland.
Okay. And if you had you had a dog and you wanted to make your dog attack another dog, what would you say to the dog?
Sick 'em.
Now, if you want to call your dog to you,
come on, Frisky. Or come here.
I had an interview with a man up in Boone County. He had a dog in the room. He had on my tape. The dog started to bark. did you say come here also?
Come here, yes. Come here.